So I've been preaching this gospel parable now for 40 years, and I am quite certain that never in that 40 years has anyone fully identified with the rich man, myself included, because somehow we always give ourselves a way out, don't we? I mean, first of all, most of us don't think of ourselves as being rich. I mean, sure, we may have more assets than some other people, but I mean, not compared to the billionaires and the yacht owners, right? I mean, those are the real rich people we're talking about. And second, because most people who I know who are rich are actually quite generous. They are, in fact, very generous. So what does this particular parable of Jesus have to say to us? So I'd like to switch it around a bit. What if the riches that the parable of which the parable of Jesus are referring to have nothing to do with money? What if the wealth that he is talking about is simply this, our faith, what we believe? There's our treasure. Now, it might have been hard work on your part, or maybe it was just simply because you inherited the gift, this treasure of faith, through no merit of your own. Maybe you are lucky, you just married well, right? But we are here today because we believe in something. We believe in God, someone, this God who is powerful beyond all worldly measure and yet chose to be close to us, to dwell with us. A God who becomes present to us in the very scriptures that we read and the sacraments that we celebrate. God, that our faith that has carried us through some of the toughest times and toughest days of our lives, led us to forgive when we thought forgiveness would be impossible. Our faith that brings us together with fellow believers as one family, one body of Christ, where there is no division, right here in this church, generation after generation. Our faith that has brought us to our knees in humility and has moved us to bow our heads. This treasure of faith that has united us in our common purpose in some of the greatest moments of celebration of our lives and in some of the most challenging of times. This, what if this is the treasure, the faith that we're talking about today? Let's start there and listen to the story, the parable, with a little bit of a rewrite. There once was a woman, rich in faith. She prayed every day. Next door was a young man who had no faith. He didn't know the love of God, wasn't raised in a family that had a lot of faith with the comfort of God's presence in his home. He hungered for something, but didn't know what because he had never tasted it before, something that gave more meaning to his life, that healed some pretty deep wounds that he held. He had never tasted the strength that faith could offer or the depth of love that it would reveal. But when the young man tragically lost his life, he was carried into the bosom of Abraham in heaven. And the woman also died, and from the netherworld, where she was in torment, she raised her eyes and saw Abraham far off and the young man at his table. And she cried out, "Father Abraham, what's up with this? Have pity on me. Send the young man to dip his finger in water. Cool my tongue. I'm suffering in this torment of flames." And Abraham replied, "My child, remember, you received so much faith in your lifetime. This young man wasn't that fortunate. I didn't give it to you for your comfort. But now he is comforted here, but you are not. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established that keeps us separated. And do you know why? Your faith, my daughter, was not simply meant to bring you comfort, to give you peace of mind. It was meant to share. What did you ever do to share that faith with your neighbor? What conversation did you ever begin with him? What morsel of faith did you set upon his plate? What love did you ever show him in my name? When did you ever really pray for him, encourage him to get to know me? I gave you so much, a bed of ivory. What do you do to share that wealth of faith that you were so privileged to have in this life? The Gospel of the Lord.